The bigger thing that's a safety issue for us is we currently folks are they're soaking postcards in fentanyl and sending them to inmates in the jail, which in turn rip them apart and eat them, and they use that to get high. We have several instances where we have suspected that going on, and we've had our investigators take them to Springfield where there's one of these machines up there, and we're able to test and confirm that they were positive for fentanyl. However, I don't know how much of the mail that we're actually missing. You know, I'm sure those are ones that we just suspect based off of information that we've received. So I'm sure there's some coming in that we're not getting notified. You know, there's some of it that's probably getting in. And this will allow the clerk that does that, you know, every piece of mail that comes in, he'll be able to scan it and test for that. So it should help with keeping that out of the jail. And we're able to pay for it with funds, inmate security funds, so it's not affecting any money from GCR or anything like that.
I'm a little confused. I thought fentanyl was what they said was killing so many people, that they mix it with something. And so if they send that to them through the mail, postcard.
Fentanyl is super dangerous, especially if it's in powder form. You touch it on your skin. In powder form, it can kill people. Mm-hmm. However, what I'm told is that once they water it down, it sort of deactivates it. So they water it down, soak the postcard in it. Once it dries, it's deactivated until they tear a piece off, put it in their mouth. Once it becomes wet again, they eat it, and then it reactivates it, and so they're able to get a high off of it that way.
Okay, so I was concerned about the postal carrier, so they handle it.
I'm told as long as it's been watered down, and you know that we have received some where they've taken a very small piece and stuck it behind the stamp. Then when the inmate gets that, they tear the stamp apart, find the little piece. If it was something in a situation like that, it could be a danger for the postal carriers or even our clerks that are picking up the mail and handling the mail, which is why he always wears rubber gloves just in case. But they've gotten smarter, and now they're liquefying it and soaking it in the postcard, and you can't detect it by the naked eye with the under the stamp. It got to where you could, you know, if they're too big of pieces, you could see it, but whenever they're soaking the paper in it, you can't tell. So this would help with that.
Okay. Do you have any more questions for Sheriff on this?
I did notice. I don't know if it's how big a concern it is on the agreement under number two, contract price. It states that the price shall not exceed $29,750.86 per trailer. I assume that was carried over from a previous agreement, and the word trailer was not changed.
I'm not seeing that in our agreement.
I don't see that in my agreement, so maybe you...
It's okay. Not in ours.
You may have gotten an earlier copy.
You want...
Mine was emailed to me at 8 o'clock this morning.
Well, then maybe that's a new one then. We might want to check that.
Well, we're agreeing the ones in front of us.
That one looks good. So disregard that.
Ours does not have that in it.
Right. Move to approve the agreement for the TruNarc Unlimited and related equipment by and between Taney County and Thermo Scientific Portable Analytical Instruments Incorporated. I'll say that five times fast.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Sheriff.
Yes, ma'am.
I know it's legal now, but not in some instances. Does this also test if there's marijuana?
It does not.
Does not?
It does not.
Just the... Okay.
Next on our agenda, we have an agreement between owner and contractor for construction contract stipulated price for the Taney County Judicial Settlement, number 23-117M. services with K. Davis Enterprises LLC for the repair work in front of the Judicial Center in the parking area.
Do you guys have any questions?
And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 27th, 2023, approving to the agreement as form.
Move to approve the agreement between owner and contractor for construction contract stipulated price by and between Taney County and K. Davis Enterprises, LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business is a conflict of interest order for 2023. The file number is 23-111, Commission. We have a reference letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 18th, 2023 as well, approving to the order as the form.
This is good, what, every 2 years?
Yes.
It's under RSMO 105485.4. Do you guys have any questions, comments?
No.
Commissioner?
No. The reason we do it is... You want to explain that?
It is conflict of interest for any elected officials that might do business with entities within Taney County. We have this conflict of interest, of course, requires the presiding commissioner and the presiding purchaser to always file the financial disclosure, and then any candidates for that would also file financial disclosure statements with in my office and with the Missouri Ethics Commission.
Okay.
It essentially makes it to where only certain ones have to do it as opposed to all
correct.
Of them.
Correct.
So. If there's any elected official does business with the county, they file the
report. Yes,
that is true, yes. Yes. But the presiding commissioner and the presiding purchaser must,
right. Mm-hmm.
regardless of whether they do business with
yes.
anybody in Taney County.
Okay. Move to approve the conflict of interest order 2023, file number 23-111 CM.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you,
Ms. Stephanie. Next on our agenda, we have the Joint Funding Agreement for Water Resource Investigations, number 23-116, CM for Commission. August 27th, 2023, we have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approving to the agreement as to form.
This is for the water meter. The stream gauge?
At Turkey Creek, that is correct. This would be between Taney County and the USGS.
And then Hollister was wanting to participate in this as well, correct?
Correct. We have an agreement,
have
an intergovernmental intergovernmental cooperative next on the agenda with that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
No.
Move to approve the joint funding agreement for water resources investigations by and between Taney County and the U.S. Department of Interior, U.S. Geological Survey.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down the agenda, we have intergovernmental cooperative agreement with City of Hollister for the Turkey Creek River Gauge number 23-108, Commission.
So as a reference, this is... the intergovernmental agreement for what we just approved with the geological.
Which will cover Turkey Creek.
The Turkey Creek River Gauge.
Yeah, this is for between us and Hollister. So.
Yeah. And it's in the equal amounts, so it will be split.
Yep. Any questions?
I have none.
Move to approve the intergovernmental cooperative agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the agreement for the motor grader, file number 23-112, Roden Bridge. Coming before us again, we have our Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff.
Good morning.
Good morning again. With this, Devin, this is for the purchase of a new motor grader, and just for informational purposes, we went out and got a price to rebuild one of our older motor graders. And can you kind of give an idea of what that looked like?
Best I recollect, it was going to be within a couple $1,000s of what a new one would run to refurbish one of our older ones. So I went the other direction and decided to go ahead and get a new one. And it would come with a maximum warranty. I want to say it was 7 years. I'd have to look back on that.
Consisting of 12 months, unlimited hours, premium warranty.
Well, I was going to get the extended one.
So the extended's on top of that.
And that's including the net price.
Our graders are getting a lot of wear on them. We don't utilize as many now as we used to. We're getting a lot of our base roads chip and sealed, but we will have to continue to have them for maintenance and widening and road improvements. And I talked to the guys about it, and they did want the joystick option rather than the antler with 11 levers.
So I know that some companies still have the lever option as well, don't they?
About all of them do anymore. They came back to where you have both options because they had too many complaints.
They got rid of the steering wheel for a while. Now all of them have a steering wheel.
Yeah, you have that option again. Okay. Kind of freaks me out. I was brought up with a steering wheel and 11 levers, and I've not spent much time on it, mainly in the parking lot. But they do great on it. They catch on pretty quick.
And I know this is through Sourcewell. We may discuss, I don't know that I want to always continue just to use Sourcewell. I think we should still
consider going out for bid.
Yeah, on some special purchases like this.
I had someone ask about that.
Because if it's not an emergency or if it's not a... So, but like I said, we can discuss that in roundtable discussions and at a different time. Do you guys have any questions?
I don't. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 24th, 2023, approving to get an agreement as to form.
The only thing I do in the... sales agreement, it says prices equipped, and it says extended warranty included. So that's to answer your question, Commissioner Wyatt, it should be in that price that's already there.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that he answered. So.
Oh.
Move to approve the agreement for motor grader buying between Taney County and John Fabic Tractor Company.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the agreement for wheel loader 2. File number is 23-113, Roden Bridge. Addition, Devin, or
that would be to replace two of the old ones that we currently have at Mount Branson and Buchanan. They were bought in the early 2000s, and they've got a lot of wear on them, and quite a few hours.
Okay.
And this one here, these two